Time's up. Let's do this.
We're in for a wild night.
Welcome, 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 everyone, to episode 192 of Born to be Wild, a wild and wild adjacent Hearthstone podcast, where we have fun hanging out with friends, talking about the wild and wild adjacent formats of Hearthstone and spotlighting members of the wild community. I am your host, Hydralisk. It's great to be back on this amazing Friday evening in beautiful British Columbia. I'm joined tonight by one of my all-time favorite people, Shmoopy Daddy.
I'm doing great. I'm coming off a week of vacation, so this is vacation land in Orange County, New York. Weather's okay. We still have some snow on the ground, so my son's still happy using his sled runs. It's a good time.
Right on. That's good. Yeah, it's not too shabby here. It's one of those kind of dreary days in the beginning, and it got all nice and sunny out. I do appreciate my lunch walks that I take. I didn't get to take that today, but that made me a little sad. But I'm off work. It's the weekend. It's time for the show. So super stoked for that. And for those of you joining us for the first time, welcome aboard. Let me briefly explain how this show works. We record this podcast live every Friday evening at twitch.tv/borntobewildhs. And the video version of this podcast is then posted to YouTube shortly thereafter. Audio versions are also distributed to all podcast apps. However you are watching, listening, absorbing via osmosis this podcast today, thank you. Yes. You.
Shmoopy Daddy, content plug. Before we get into the main topic of the show, I'd like to say a quick thank you to Shakunin and the other patrons of our show. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoy this content, please like, subscribe, and comment on this video on YouTube. Another simple way is to support the show is to leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or your podcast platform of choice. If you're watching live on Twitch, we've got some awesome emotes that you can unlock by subscribing to the channel. This is free if you use Amazon Prime. There are also emotes you can unlock completely free just for following. Born to be Wild merch. Picture of my wife. Link I don't read out loud. Here's a link to our shop for our main website. Finally, if you'd like to support the show financially, you can join our Patreon for as little as $1 per month. If you'd like to interact with us personally, please join our Discord, a free and amazing online community of friends from all across the world who enjoy talking about Wild Hearthstone. Patrons also gain access to specific shows where we plan out the episodes live as the week goes on. Links to all this stuff and more can be found on our website, which is www.borntobewildhs.com. Hydra, how was your week?
My week was good. Honestly, work was insanely stressful. It was one of those weeks where my days just... they went by so quickly. It's like by the time you look at the clock, the day's almost over. And today I actually had to run an errand on what should have been my lunch to go purchase this like super good Teflon tape. I can't remember what they call it, but it's like the really good stuff for like pressure systems and steam pipes. Cool. And like all that sort of thing. It's like the good stuff, right? And we need, like, there's this order that a customer purchased almost like a year ago that was finally finalized, and we had like welded all this stuff together, got all these like pressure gauges, pipes, and all this stuff, and we finally were ready to go. We had everything we needed, and the guy in one of our departments who puts this stuff together is like, we don't have any Teflon tape.
You need the like, one ring of Teflon tape. So you were going on a quest. You were sent by a wizard to go on a quest to find your Teflon tape.
And so I decided that on my way to get Teflon tape, I was going to buy chicken wings because I was really hungry. And naturally. So I stop off at a grocery store that has one of those like chicken wing bars. And I grab myself a Dr. Pepper and some Cajun wings. And I was so stoked, right? So okay. I'm driving and I'm on my way to a hardware store and I'm eating my chicken wings and I'm like, they seem a little like moist, like a little too moist. right? And I was like, that's sort of weird. And I'd already eaten like three before I really noticed it. And I looked down and we are talking like pink is this little pink pen that I have on the inside.
No.
And I'm like, but I've gone too far. Like, I've already eaten at least three of these things.
You have chosen poorly.
And I'm like, well, maybe it was like I had just bitten into a bigger one in that middle.
Maybe you just found a vein. Yeah, maybe you just found a vein.
I did think it was a vein because that one did have a vein. And I was having this issue where I'm driving and the vein was sort of stuck to my finger and I was trying to get the vein off my finger and stuff. And then so I choose another wing, right? And it was funny because the vein didn't land back in the container. It sort of hit the dash. Anyway.
Naturally.
Yeah. Yeah. So I grab another wing and I bite into that one and same thing, pink in the middle. And I'm like, oh no, I've already eaten too many. What's going to happen? So yeah, I went to the store and they didn't have the Teflon tape.
No, your princess is in another castle. So like now at this point you've eaten. Yeah. At this point you've rolled your D20 a couple times. If you've rolled like ones and twos on the wings and now you're also running ones and twos at the store. So where do we go from here?
Well, from here I decided there was a bus stop next to the where I had parked. And so I just went and threw my wings in the garbage at the bus stop. But there's also a 7-Eleven beside the bus stop. So I ran in there. I'm like, what can I get to eat? Because I'm really hungry. And I grabbed one of those like cups of candy.
Please tell me it wasn't sushi. Okay,
no,
good.
No, they actually do sell chicken wings. I was looking at them because they have chicken wings at 7-Eleven, right? And I was like, should I try the chicken wings again? But no, I just grabbed a cup of candy because I was like, that's fast. Let's just get a cup of candy. So I basically had raw chicken and then like candy for lunch today. And I had to drive to the next castle. And I'm like, this is going to be bad. Like, I just know it's going to be bad. Somehow feeling absolutely fantastic. I got to the next castle. They had exactly what I needed. Got back to work and it turned out fine. The day is not over, right? And there's always tomorrow. But
there's later in this episode. I could end this solo. Who knows? We'll find out.
Yeah, yeah. So that happened today. I'll just do a quick little update. I told you guys I wanted to read 33 books this year. I'm starting off kind of slow. I am at 3 complete and about to finish my 4th, which is not horrible, but I think I need to up those numbers. So what I'm doing is I'm trying to read some like shorter, maybe books I should have read when I was younger books in there. Like I purchased like one of the, like Fahrenheit 451. I've never read that before. So I bought that and I'm almost done reading The Adventures of Tom Sawyer.
Nice.
Which I never actually read. I know that you read that when you're in middle school or whatever, but
yeah, both of those I read through in school. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
they tell you to read it and you brush it off. Like I actually would read, but like 90% of people like are like, I don't know. I check Spark Notes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was the kid who didn't read them. And now I'm like, yeah, this is interesting. And what inspired me to read The Adventures of Tom Sawyer was I just read Tommyknockers by Stephen King, and he made a reference to it, right? And I wanted to know what that reference meant. And then I read that book, and I got so many more references that I never would have gotten because of, like, modern media that will reference something from Charles Dickens, right? So I thought that was really cool. I'm like, oh, there's this and there's that. Oh, I understand so many more things now. I'm so stupid. Why didn't I read this when I was younger? So that's real fun. And the Stephen King that I just finished was called Cycle of the Werewolf. It's more like a graphic novel from 1983. If I wouldn't call it a novel, it's like 125 pages and there's pictures. Okay. So whatever.
Pictures.
I'm calling it a book. Like it's full pages. It's full pages of text, but then there'll be like a double wide, like sort of centerfold type picture sort of thing. But that happens every like 3 or 4 pages. There's something. So it's not a 125 page book. It's more like a 70 page book with like a lot of pictures.
Still, I think it counts. I think it counts.
Yeah. Anyways, I thought there was something. This is part of your week too, but we did the thing yesterday.
We did the thing.
In our Discord, where you can do, I don't want to give any spoilers really, but we did challenge number 3, right? Out of the yes. 4.
Crazy yeah, so eights, it's crazy eights.
Yeah, it's the Battlegrounds one. I don't know if people like, no one's going to figure it out on their own, in all honesty.
No, so, if you want to figure it out, you can detail it. I think it's safe.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, like, the idea is you need to tie or slash draw for like 8 turns straight, right? And the only way to do this is by having a group of 8 people where everybody knows each other and is in a voice chat and you can use a spreadsheet. Otherwise, it would be complete mayhem and you would never complete it. Fortunately, since we have a community, we were able to pull that off. And Sheep had called in the forces and set a time, and we all showed up and we did the thing. Possibly we could do it again for another group if people want to do it again.
Oh, 100%.
On the 100%. Stuff.
Yeah.
I'd be so down for facilitating that. We only failed one time, actually, right?
Yes, and I think it's because somebody made an adjustment before you clear the spreadsheet. So again, this is a hidden achievement. Like, you have to kind of get there through like goofy sort of means where it's a custom lobby and everybody AFKs for 3 turns. And all of a sudden it's like it transports you where you're basically buying and selling light spawns and your board changes every round. So like, it's not like you keep the round from the previous round. So like, it's like, oh, I'm starting with a 1/1 light spawn, but my quote unquote opponent has a 77, and I have to like make my light spawn board tie his light spawn board. Which is really cute because when the light spawns trade, their HP means that they, like, if you get the exact right amount of attack, it syncs up so that you always tie. But the spreadsheet is there so that you get that right because your opponent has light spawns in their shop and you have light spawns in your shop, and basically based on what you put in and what they put into the spreadsheet says, hey, you buy this, you buy this, you will get a tie. And I think we had one time where somebody was like too slow putting in inputs or something like that, and it got goofed. But yeah, it was easy to do once everybody knew what was going on. But it doesn't just end either, which is very nerve-wracking. So, like, we went a couple extra rounds.
Yeah, because it you don't know that you hit the achievement. It's not like it pops up in the bottom corner like other achievements do, and you know that you hit it, right? You just don't know. And so eventually, we're like, do we keep going? So we went a few rounds, and then the only way to find out was to either destroy each other or basically concede. And so Sheep had just left the match, and he's like, all good,
yeah,
we got
Sheep
it.
Peaced first. He's like, we're good. Yeah.
Yeah, because everyone was afraid to leave, right? Like, I don't
want to
go.
I didn't want to. Yeah, I didn't want to.
Yeah.
And then I did. I came in 5th. I pulled the ripcord quick.
Like 7th or something.
Oh, so you were 2nd to leave. Nice.
Oh, is that what that... Oh, I guess that is what it means.
Probably.
Yeah. As soon as I heard it, yeah, that makes sense. He said... I was really worried because one person had somehow taken damage.
Union. I don't know how Union manages it. Yeah, Union, I don't question Union's superpowers. I don't know how he did it.
Because you're supposed to tie every turn, and I can see one person
he probably
damage,
did and, took,
and I'm like...
He probably did and took damage anyway, because it's Union. You should see the decks that Union sends in my stream. It's just, they're legendarily bad. And mostly because he plays in like gold and silver, and he used to be pretty good, and he still is pretty good. But like, he plays in gold and silver, and literally forgets about cards. Like, he sends in a Holy Wrath list with what's the cowboy spell? Showdown. and then forgets that prismatic beam is a card. So he's running like Dirty Rat instead. So it's like, I have Showdown, but no prismatic beam. What am I doing with my life? Right. This is Union the deck builder. So now extrapolate that to Union the Crazyator. And yeah, he's going to take damage somehow. He's going to manage to take damage somehow, tying the entire time. I love Union, though. Salt of the Earth.
We did it, though. It's surprisingly coordinating with 8 people total. We only had, I mean, that mess up with Union and then the other one that happened in the first round. Like, it in all honesty, getting it on the second try was amazing. When I told my wife how it worked before we started, she's like, you're going to be there all night, you know. Like, she had zero confidence.
Oh, she of little faith. She of little faith.
Well, I had mentioned before about when Nate and Blue Train and I were doing the maze one, right? And that challenge, like, it's not even together, but we were walking through the steps together and trying to do it all at the same time. Blue Chain's in chat. Blue Train, do you remember doing the maze challenge? That was pretty funny. Not for you, for having to.
Was this the blind maze challenge, or was this one of the other ones? I feel like there were a couple maze challenges. Or was this the blind one where, like, you were using a spreadsheet? And it was this massive world.
It was the massive world spreadsheet one where you had to take a left turn or a right turn or go straight and do that. So it was bad. But it was pretty funny because I remember that Nate had failed at one point, but then Blue Train, I feel, was like 90% of the way on his like second try or something and failed. Oh, I felt so bad. And then we had to start again. But
I scuffed it once. I scuffed it once because, like, I ran out of keys and I was like, oh God, no. But I scuffed it once 2 hours in and then had to redo it.
Yeah, 2 hours.
So it was only 4 hours for me.
It was only 4 hours. Yeah. So I was concerned that when we had to do an 8-player challenge, that it was going to be an all night thing. But yeah, like, we had a good group, 2 tries. Worked out real well.
Yeah,
that's cool. Anyways, how about you tell me, besides that, tell me more about your week, Shmoopy Daddy.
That was really cool, and I forgot how much I enjoy these challenges, the secret challenges, because, again, I've done all the secret challenges. I just have to actually catch up with the first two that I somehow missed that they exist. So I have to do those. So
That missed my radar completely until I saw the third one as well. I didn't know.
Yeah. People were talking about the third one being so nutty, and I'm like, okay, let's do this thing. So I'll catch up on those. But yeah, it got me back into like, oh yeah, this is cool. The little puzzles that they put in there, and they're in there forever. Like, people can go back. Like, new people will join the game and be like, oh wait, this is this weird thing I can do. And it's like, yeah, this is a weird thing that you can do. Go check it out. Unless they're bugged and, like, we don't know because nobody's done them in a million years. But in any case, that was a lot of fun. Thank you, Sheep, for facilitating. No, we didn't eat him afterwards. Sheep just had a prior engagement for tonight. So other than that, my week, I was on vacation all week. My school does, like, a mid-February break where, like, I like to say – like, describe it to people as, like, the students are sick of you and you're sick of the students. So, like, February is perfect. Because if there's no break in February, you're literally going until, like, April until there's an extended break.
Is that just your school? Is that, like, your district?
It's fairly common across several districts. Do some sort of February break. I don't know if it's just a New York thing, but I know there's some in New Jersey that do it. But, like, think about it. Like, our last extended break was the holidays. So if there is no February break, you're literally going from January 2nd until April, essentially. April as your – late April as your next big break. So, like, those extending months, like, just sort of drag and drag and drag. So I always find it's nice because it's refreshing. Now this break, it was just me home with my shorties. So daughter and son trying not to kill each other. And actually, it was a pretty pretty good break. We got into a pretty good rhythm by the middle and end of it. We celebrated my son's birthday this week. That was cool. He's massive. He's now six.
That's crazy.
I know. He's like up to my elbow. It's like, all right, yeah, you're going to be a monster. But he loved his birthday because basically, you know, we got him one of the new Marios and he just sat on his Switch all day. He's just like, yeah, we're good. So yeah, Shroopy Mommy and I just making more gamers. So I was bored. So, and I had a lot of free time on my hands when I wasn't taking care of and feeding my kids. But again, my kids are kind of like at the point where my daughter can like click the button for the next episode on a TV show, or like I could set them down to color things and I'm not worried about them eating the things that I've given them to color with. So like there's a certain amount of self-sustainability. So like it was actually kind of a break for me because like I could actually do like stuff in Hearthstone every once in a while. With some time. And so I ended up getting two things that I should have gotten a while ago. I got Gold Kael'thas.
Yeah. I finally
beat Mother Shiraz, which was like the boss that when the adventure came out, I beat it, right? Like in real time. And then the heroic version was there. So I beat in real time. I like beat up to Mother Shiraz. I'm not kidding you. Like years? When did Ashes of Outland come out?
It's been a couple of years at least, yeah. Easy.
Off and on. Again, you can only use standard decks for the Ashes of Outland heroic section. You can't use wild ones. So,
You would think that you could now because...
No.
Those cards are wild.
It continues to be only standard decks. And here's what's really goofy is some of the cards that they're using in... the adventure have now been buffed or reverted when they were nerfed at one point. So like the challenge has gotten like vacillated like slightly easier or slightly harder, right? Mm-hmm. Like shield block is two now, right? So like Mother Shiraz, the boss itself, it's a passive hero power. She doesn't have to do anything. She has 60 health. The first time you damage her, she negates it and makes whatever is damaging her receive the damage it would have given. So if you have a 1-1 and you hit her, the 1-1 takes one damage. So like the decks that I've enjoyed in standard in the past have been like Poison Rogue. Well, Poison Rogue doesn't really help because you're just doing one big bonk per turn. And so Mother Shiraz is just bonking you, right? I tried like... questline mage, right? Or lunacy mage. That didn't go well either. And so what finally did it this time was Sludge Warlock. Because there are so many little points of damage and you kind of have a board, but also there's a lot of burst from hand. And so Sludge Warlock, it was tight and I needed to do a big poppy heal turn. But I got there. And then the rest of the time, I think I did everything else with like Plague DK because like nothing's balanced for plagues, and like, you know, the bosses that want to draw cards, they keep drawing cards and oops, we're drawing your plagues. So that worked out. So I got my Gold Kael'thas. Yay.
Hooray! That's cool.
And then I went and I sort of did a speed run of the League of what is
League
it?
Of Explorers.
League of Explorers mini set. I speedrunned that in Heroic. Did most of that with Odin Warrior, actually, which was a little goofy. It was just like gain a bunch of armor, sit there, pop him in the face. Oops, the boss is dead. But I had to get creative in a couple points.
The card back is super cool.
It is super cool. I'm going to add it to my favorites. Beat the very last Rafam with Ignite Mage, which is funny because there's no turn timer. So it's like once you have the combo, it's just like, yay. Yay. I'm pretty sure I broke up a fight between my kids in the middle of that combo. Like I was doing it, and then like my daughter just went over and just whacked my son. I'm just like, hey, Smoopy 2 Electric Boogaloo. Timeout. Right? And like, she keeps hitting me. No. Right? And so I'm like breaking this up, and like Rafam's just sitting there being like, is he going to hit me with the next Ignite? Like, when's it coming, man? When's it coming?
Yeah.
So I did that.
That's cool.
And then I was still bored, and I hit Legend in Standard, sort of randomly. Was it yesterday? Maybe. I think it was yesterday.
Casual Legend.
I've been doing a lot of I've been raiding LeBron Mexico a lot, mm-hmm. and I watched him play like a thief rogue on his stream. And like he usually plays pretty good lists, so I was looking. I was like, "Ah, that looks like fun." So I sleeved it up and I gave it a try, and it was really working. It was vibing with me, and I vibed with it all the way up to the Legend. Before the nerfs, like literally like 15 minutes before the nerfs went live, I hit Legend. I was just like, "Man, there you go." And so that was my week, mostly breaking up fights between my kids, though they were usually pretty good. And then doing that goofy stuff that I hadn't really done before.
That's cool. Yeah, honestly, sometimes I go through some solo content, I guess, vacations where I take a vacation from grinding, you know, ranked mode, and then I just go and play those. I'm like, these are so fun, right? Like they actually are. And I love the dialogue. They're pretty funny. I know not everyone's here for the solo content, but I honestly appreciate it, and we haven't had a lot of it recently.
We play fairly regularly, so like by now the expansion is pretty stale, right? And like we're still waiting until the 19th. This is the perfect time to like go do a heist, go do a dungeon run, right? Like and kind of revisit those old solo modes. And it's really funny to like especially pick a class that like discovers, and now you're discovering modern cards when those cards are not balanced all for that mode. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, like I used to love sporting the League of Explorers card back and the Nax one. Like I love the Nax one, though. I'm missing something. There's like one match in Black Rock Mountain I could never beat. And I don't have that one. And also,
I don't think I've beaten any of Black Rock Mountain. That's my next project. Some of those are tough. Well,
like I've done it all but one, I believe. And then I think I'm gonna have to check now. I don't know if I ever beat the stupid chess one in what's the stinking Joust expansion? No, it's not Joust expansion. What's the Disco Lock expansion?
Karazhan?
Karazhan, the chess match, yeah. Entresol.
I don't know if I've done that one either.
Oh, have you? Do you know the chess match? You've probably seen it.
I've heard of it.
There's a tavern brawl or whatever with the chess
match. Yeah, I've done the
match.
Tavern brawl. Yeah.
And so that's at least against another human being that'll most likely screw up. But the heroic computer you're versing knows what it's doing. And my wife, I swear, heard that Entresol almost as many times as she heard I just drew patches, right? Like, it is infuriating. I swear, when that came out, the Karazhan one, because I wanted the card back, I played it over and over and over and over and over, and it just wasn't happening. And then I revisited it a year or two later. Again, over and over and over.
Yeah.
Never happened.
Still, you're like, no, still hard.
I'm pretty sure I still don't have it. I'd have to go back and look, but I'm pretty sure I did not send that one home.
I will say, while we're on like solo content, I remember Rostakhan's Rumble. The only thing that like was an indicator for me as like a really new player that anything had changed whatsoever was the solo content. Like that adventure came out and I was just like, oh. So a new expansion means solo content? Okay. Like I didn't realize that they had introduced like an entire catalog of new cards. It didn't matter because none of them were good. But in any case, I went back and played those, I think, at the end of the last expansion. And like I was just like looking at like some of the things and I'm like, wait a second, this is literally the Demon Seed. They literally had like one of the Loas was like literally like the Demon Seed. I'm like, this is busted. And so like going back and evaluating some of those, because again, they're meant to be a little bit unbalanced, but going back and being a better player and evaluating that stuff is like, it's a lot of fun.
Maybe I'll try chess again. Well,
you don't have to.
Welcome to the news. The news is so good.
Well, welcome to the news. So first up, we've already had the balance patch, but first we had this tweet that came out from Hearthstone, which gave us, you know, it's happy red and green circle day.
Red and green circle day!
Red and green circle day is pretty fun because this is when we get to start theorizing as to what's going on. Obviously, there is clues in the pictures, right? You can see Sludge Lock is something and whatnot. But what was really neat about this one was it actually put four of like the class sort of hero power pictures in on the buffs, right? So there was Demon Hunter and what is it? Mage, Priest, and Shaman. And so
did you see the tweets making fun of this?
a few. Is there a couple you would like to highlight? Right, I saw Zeddy post.
Go straight to Memnarch. Memnarch's just like, I'm expecting there to be so many buffs to these classes that it would be overwhelming in the show notes. And they're like, well, how many cards are you expecting? And it's like, the entire catalog of those classes, yes.
Well, it kind of makes you think big a little bit, right? When you see like these classes, what does it mean? You've actually taken pictures of the hero powers, not the... not the heroes themselves, like the original heroes, I guess. So it's, or I guess it's not the hero power. It's a little logo in your collection, like at the top of each class. So
yeah, it represents
like,
what is each class, yeah.
Yeah, so what does it mean? Is it a hero power buff? Is it going to be cards? Like, what is it going to be? There's so many theories.
Mage?
I mean, buffing
what
hero.
Mean they're buffing mage. Yeah.
Yeah, what was, I don't know if it was Sheep joking around, but it was like, oh, we're getting a shaman buff. Is it going to be picking, like, you know how odd shaman, you get to pick your totem or whatever. And then there was jokes about the Jaina hero portrait. And there was a bunch of stuff, which I thought it was just kind of funny. People were memeing around a little bit. But at the same time, like, what could it possibly mean, right? Yeah, so it's fun. I like the little teasers. It gives the community something to talk about, right?
Oh, 100%.
Definitely appreciate. So we can get into that. I'm just going to have to pull up the thing. Bear with me.
The community as a whole, while you're pulling that up to fill in space, the community hates like changes just getting like dropped on them. Like, they usually like a little bit of a heads up. So that, like, if your favorite deck is going to get nuked, you could start looking for other options or what have you. So, like, that's – I think it's a good idea for them to leak them out a little bit to ease a little bit of the pressure or the buildup as opposed to just, boom, here's the patch. Boom, here's all the changes, which they were sort of favoring for a little while. I like the red and green circles, though. It's a good way for them to, like – not have to have somebody like, I think, was it Alec who used to do it? Who used to kind of like leak what the changes were cryptically before the actual changes. This is a way they can do that without just like completely letting everything go and still being able to like, okay, we know we're changing this card, but maybe we're not changing it the exact way we said we're going to in the tweet. Let's tweak that.
It's kind of like instead of devastating somebody, you can sort of let them down slow and easy.
Yeah, you can leave them on the hook. You can leave them on the hook a
little
bit.
Leave them on the hook a little bit. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So, right now.
Yeah. Right now. All right, so I'm just going to read the dev comment for the patch notes, and we'll skim through some of these nerfs and buffs. You know, we'll see if anything was really, really worth giving attention to. All right, so the Hearthstone updates. Dev comment. We have two goals with this patch. First, we want to weaken some of the meta outliers. Second, we want to experiment with smaller buffs across several classes that are rotating out, several cards that are rotating out of standard soon, especially in classes that are currently weaker, to see if we can give them one last hurrah. Our hope is that players will try out and enjoy some of these strategies during these last few weeks before they go. This is an experiment for science! So we'll be tracking player sentiment and play data to see if this works out. So, yeah, neat. I mean, we've seen this stuff like this happen, I guess, before. It's kind of a, hey, these cards didn't see play, right? Let's see if people will play them now. People didn't play the cards that we thought were cool. I know that that happens to the devs a lot. They'll come up with some cool mechanics, some cool cards, and it's probably disappointing to not see those archetypes or cards actually, see play.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Are we doing reaction to the patch as a whole yet, or are we just sort of newsing it?
Well, let's skim through and see if any of this is interesting. So let's look at this first one. So sludge on wheels. This is sort of, I guess, like the main topic here.
Yeah,
so.
Sludge lock was flat busted in standard. If it was the best of like the best 3-4 decks. So like any changes to it are just meant to knock it down a peg.
Yeah, and so it's not the most insane change, in all honesty. So for this card anyway, Sludge on Wheels was a 2/5. It's now a 2/4. Still works the same in this iteration.
Still pretty good, but like you don't get 5 sludges from it. Now you only get 4. Most of the time you're not getting 5 sludges from it. Most of the time you're only getting 1 or 2 hits off of it anyway, but now it doesn't trade as cleanly, or in this case, it would just be so messy. It's a 2, it used to be a 2/5. Like it used to stick around forever. And you could also deal damage to it, and you could also like trade favorably with it, and it was just sort of an obnoxious thing to leave. And the thing is it's adding a sludge to your hand that you could eventually discount with Popgar, while also adding sludges to your deck at the bottom of your deck. And it was really easy to just coat the bottom of your deck with sludges with this card, especially if you drew both. So good change.
Yeah, agreed. So the next one would be the Waste Remover. Was a 4 mana, 7/7. It is now 4 mana, 5/7.
Yeah. Again, hitting the same deck, hitting the same combination. Your bottom of your deck is coated in sludges. This is destroying all the sludges, while it was also a 7/7 that could be copied by Forge of Wills to make a second 7/7 with Rush. Obnoxious thing to have to deal with. Making it deal less damage on attack. Yeah, sure.
Yep. Standard good way to knock this down, this deck down a peg, so other decks can see the light of day. All right. So now we have Chaos Creation. So we've got a bit of a text change on this one. So old was deal 6 damage, summon a random 6 cost minion, destroy the bottom 6 cards of your deck. New, deal 5 damage, summon a 5 cost minion, and destroy the bottom 5 cards of your deck. So 6/5 on everything.
6/5 on everything, and the thing is the downside that you would normally be like, oh man, I'm deleting 5 cards from my deck. If you care about those 5 cards, if you're someone who does that, typically in Sludge Lock, those 5 cards are sludges. So if this is an empty board, you're sending 6 to face, but you're also 6 times 4, do the quick maths. Like, it's a lot of damage. Right? Is that an even 30? Nah, yes. That's an even 30, isn't it? Sure. 6 times 4?
24.
4 times 4 is 12. 24 plus 6 damage. It's an even 30 damage. So if you have... 30. So if let's say you had your little sludge carts, whatever they're called, like rolling around, making even trades, right? And you're guaranteeing that all the sludges go face. This card on turn 6 was basically an OTK. It was pretty sick. So now they're just like, okay, well, we'll knock back everything. The thing that it leaves behind is smaller. The damage that it deals is smaller. It's destroying fewer sludges in your deck. So not a wild change. Not something we'd ever use in wild, probably. But, like, you know, very, 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 very good in standard.
Yeah. To mention, 6/5 on everything except for the cost. It still costs 6.
Still costs 6. Yep.
Yeah. So the dev comment was when talking about our first goal to curb power outliers, Warlock is the primary clear outlier across all ranks in standard. The deck is strong against all in all phases of the game, so we're toning it down. It's mid game and late game burst. Bring it into line. Yeah, fair enough. All right. Mm-hmm. So let's move on. Let's see. We've got some priest druid card here. So this is Shattered Reflections, right? So
again,
old, right? Right. So old, choose a minion, add a copy of it to your deck and to the battlefield. New, choose a non-Titan minion, add a copy to your deck and battlefield. So it doesn't have the hand, obviously, right? And then now it says that it can't be a Titan.
Yeah. People were copying ANRs. People were copying Yogs. People were just doing heinous things with Ramp Druid and Shattered Reflections. This is relevant for our format because not that any meta decks are typically doing that, but you always had this option as a Ramp Druid that this is something you could do if the meta ever got greedier. And like in standard, it would get pretty degenerate with this card, especially when it was still adding copies of the things to your hand, because it was literally like Ramp Druid would make five or six boards of a Titan that gives you basically infinite mana and infinite reheals and just, you know, 5/5 board presences and nonsense. So good change. Don't let it target Titans, but I can still target my Desert Obelisks. So there you go.
Right on. So yeah, similar to Warlock, Druid, the ramp style Druid. This is the dev comment. This says it's not a power outlier at most levels of play, but it is becoming a prevalent power and sentiment outlier at high legend ranks. Titans were designed to be unique cards with powerful effects that you can activate maybe a few times per game, not 10 times. We want the Titans to still be those cool, standout, powerful cards. So we're moving them from the pool of cards Shattered Reflections can target. That's so funny, not 10 times. Well, as someone or a podcast that plays Wild, I guess we're sort of used to seeing 10 ice blocks and, you know, multiple. Well,
that's what I mean.
Like, yeah. it's could get to that level, right? Which I don't 100%. Think we don't want to see. So
I mean, at one point, Mill Druid was thinking about abusing this, and now Mill Druid is gone, and we dance on its grave. And we have a party, but this sort of thing, abusing Titans with this card is definitely Wild power level. It's just, does it fit in the decks that exist right now in Druid? And the answer is no, because our aggro is too fast. Thank goodness. But, you know, good change. Future proofs for Wild.
Right on. All right. So here's some Demon Hunter. I mean, we don't play a lot of Demon Hunter. Blind Eye Sharpshooter was a 3-mana 1/3 and is now a 4-mana 3/3. Wow.
Yeah. I know for a fact Triple Lift was playing so much of this, Naga DH in Standard. He actually hit Wild Legend with a Wild version of it. And so, was it good? No. But, you know, it was a thing you could play, and I've played the standard version in Wild, and it's, like, it's playable. This is just, I think they're just trying to slow it down and stop it and be like, where's the middle point? People hate this deck. People hate in standard the lethal from hand on early turns, and this deck could absolutely do that. So slapping it to 4-mana, stat change to kind of ease the burn a little bit, but I think the deck is basically dead in standard. To be completely honest, until I hear otherwise, I'm pretty sure it's dead.
Yeah, just to sum up what the dev said is they're slowing the card down by a turn to make the burst damage slower and clunkier, and they're going to buff other Demon Hunter archetypes for those people that love Demon Hunter.
Sure.
It is what it is. Sure. Right. All right. Let's look at Shaman. So Bloodlight Berserker used to cost... Oh, so let's get back quickly. So it just talks about the above cards will be eligible for refunds. So that ended the nerf section of the balance patch. So up next, we have the buff section. So Bloodlight Berserker and Shaman is our first buff that we have here. And so it used to cost 8 mana. It now costs 7 mana.
So here's the general sentiment about how standard players have felt about the patch so far. Is, yay, Sludge Lock got knocked down a peg. That's good. Some other stuff has sort of creeped in to fill in the gaps. Like Priest, which they don't really like. And as far as the buffs go, the buffs are sort of seem weird. And again, it's mostly prepping their cards for rotation prep into wild. Yes, it's like prep. Prepping them into wild to be more viable in wild than in their current form. This is like an okay discover off and evolve. We're never hard running this in wild. So this is a weird one. We can move on.
At 7 mana? Yeah, no thank you. So speaking of a card that's expensive, from the other side, was a 9 mana shadow spell that says summon a copy of each minion in your hand. They attack random enemies, then they die. It was 10 mana. It is now 9 mana. So some sort of big hand shaman shenanigans.
This has been a buff for, and I'm not misspeaking here, Mage in Standard, because you basically play a combination of cards that frequently give you from the other side, and then you build your deck around the fact that you're a mage and you're probably going to generate it from the other side. Not really relevant in wild. Big Shaman doesn't play this card. We can move on.
Yeah. That would be too little too late.
Yeah, we got other stuff we can do.
All right, so more Shaman, Harkener of Dread. Used to read Taunt, Death Rattle, Summon a 6/6, Undead with Taunt. Now is Taunt, Reborn, Death Rattle, but Summon a 4/4, Undead with Taunt. So the thing does it twice now, but it is smaller. So you get 8/8 stats instead of 6/6 stats out of the summons, but it also has the reborn, so there's an additional health on the original minion.
It's like it's very similar to Giggling Inventor. Is the
it one sounds that I've super been annoying.
It's super annoying. This is not. I don't know where you hard run this in wild. Maybe an Evolve Shaman. If Evolve Shaman's good, it's not. This seems like a good card. No home to me. So like possibly like wild relevant, but no home right now. But like, would I be shocked if somebody was just like, hey, by the way, we run this card in this list now because it's the nuts? No, it wouldn't shock me. But like, I don't. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the last of the Shaman buffs. Let's move into what they've got in Hunter for us. So Scourge Tamer used to read 2 mana. Was a 2 mana 2/2. You know, battle cry, craft a custom zombies. They made it 1 mana, but it's a 1/2.
This is a card that like knows it's retiring and like is just sort of like taking on a couple of extra coaching jobs to just sort of pad their pension, right? So like at 1 mana, you might see somebody playing this for fun and wild. It was never seen play as a 2/2. Like this is
this is just
purely to make it not completely irrelevant and wild as an epic.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
cool. Thank you. Irrelevant. Move on.
Yeah. Maybe somebody will play it for fun, or we'll play it in the listener series.
Yeah.
Tempo it out on one. Fill in your curves sure later.
Casino week. You got to have a bunch of discover stuff. Yeah. The perfect. Right. You don't hate
yeah
it.
Yeah. All right. So Coil Scar Commander. Is this back to this is a Demon Hunter card again? So. Old was a 2/6, new is a 3/7. Taunt Battlecry, if you cast 3 spells while holding this, summon 2 copies of this.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah, agreed. Not playing it.
Nope.
Also, it's even. So, yeah, whatever.
Yep. Though, I don't know. I don't know if that really matters anymore. Like, does this cost zero? Can we play this in Questline Demon Hunter? No. So.
Yeah. All right. No. Well, thanks.
That's nice.
For coming out. All right. So we've got Deal with the Devil. Five mana. Fel spell. Old was summon 2/3/3 Fel Fiends with lifesteal. If your deck has no minions, summon another. New is summon 2/3/3 Fel Fiends with lifesteal. If your deck has no minions, summon two more. That's pretty cool.
So now it's like the old Hunter Spellstone, but everything, the 3/3s have lifesteal.
Yeah. And you didn't have to earn it by buffing the spell stone.
No,
right?
You just have, you earn it
by other than the no minion thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to build around.
It's not a bad card. The deck is bad. But what I'm sort of very interested in seeing is if they revert Sinful Brand. If they revert Sinful Brand to like one mana, every damage that a minion takes is two damage. Like, you're going to see some people playing Spell Demon Hunter in Wild with some sort of token package. And this goes great in that because this keeps pace with the aggro a little bit. The problem is they don't have Rush. They don't have Taunt. But it is 4/3/3s with lifesteal. Like, it's a lot of tempo for five mana. So, I think this is a good card. No home right now, but like, just keep your eye open because you're going to see content creators try to make Spell Demon Hunter work again. I saw Martian playing this deck a little bit this week. If Sinful Brand comes back.
Yeah, if you can survive, you know, the turn that you play this against your opponent, it's a nice, you know, catch up mechanic for next turn against the aggro.
Thing about that deck is you play a lot of damage spells from hand. Like, you're not playing minions. All your hand is all spells, and it's not like I'm gaining attack and hitting face necessarily. I can play my my removal spells, which DH has a lot of really good ones. Ultimately, to like play a Jace or something like that, where all of a sudden, wow, now all my spells are going face because I'm not hitting minions of the lowest health anymore. So like, it's not the worst thing that like you could survive till five with that deck for sure.
Right on. Oh, let's see. The next one is Topple the Idol. So this went from 5 mana to 4 mana, making it a little more playable. So this is a 4 mana spell. Dredge, reveal it, and deal damage equal to its cost to all other minions. So same deck, right?
It's nice for Reno DH. Like, Reno DH would probably play a copy of this now. At 5, it's probably too slow. At 4, you sniff it. It's a board clear on 4. Like, yeah, that's fine for our format, right? Board clear on 4, sure. Yeah. So like that's more playable. We take those.
Yeah, I like that. I can see it being played. And last, what I think of is last of DH is Mark of Scorn. So this was old, draw card. If it's not a minion, deal 3 damage to the lowest health enemy. Now it reads, draw a card. If it's not a minion, deal 4 damage to the lowest health minion. So, also a spell, obviously, for a spell deck. And it's 2 mana, deal 4. Instead of 2 mana, deal 3 to a minion.
It's an Avis you don't have to combo. Yeah, it's kind of nasty.
Yeah. You're guaranteed in the spell deck, like, it's always going to proc, right?
It's always going to be a spell. Yeah. Unless it's like your hero card, or unless it's like, or wait, is it not a minion? It's not a minion, right?
It says not a minion, so you're good.
Okay, so anything you're running is basically, yeah, it's always doing the effect. So it's kind of nasty, this one. So, yeah.
I like it. Honestly, that's really cool. I do like the opinion of that this isn't, they claim it's for standard, right, to give this last breath. But I do like the thought that, hey, maybe these cards won't go into the deepest depths of dungeon hell in Wild. Like, maybe they'll actually play them. And it's possible looking at some of this stuff. So, cool.
100%.
All right. Mage. So, Trench Surveyor buff. old, 2 mana, 3/2, new, 1 mana, 2/1. So we can play. So this is the Battlecry Dredge if it's a mech draw. So we now have a 1 mana mech to dredge on turn one.
Another one. And well, dredge and draw, because you're playing it in the mech deck. So like,
yeah.
Do we like Kobold Librarian for mechs? Yeah, we like Kobold Librarian for mechs. That's a good card. This is a good card. Martian, I think, hit Legend with Mech Mage in the same play. He was like playing the spell DH and like, it was not great. It was not pretty. He'd like lose one, win one, lose one, win one. But like the losses were looking brutal and the wins were looking dire. And he was kind of using all his skill to get there. He suited up Mech Mage and he was kind of cruising. That doesn't mean that Mech Mage is a real deck, but like it's more functional than spell DH. And this card looked pretty good in that deck. So, good change if you like Mech Mage.
Mech Mage is fun. I mean, it's not the same as it was when I first started playing it. It's different, and it's still cool. I like it.
Yeah, and it costs zero with Galvanizer, like because we have that in our format. So, there you go.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So, Energy Shaper used to read, transform all spells in your hand to ones that cost 2 more to keep the original cost. And now reads the exact same thing, except they cost 3 more instead of 2 more. so in standard, Mage. I was just saying standard, there's more of you can aim for certain things with this.
Yes. So this card is facilitating a deck in standard right now where you run the dumb like fireball spell that deletes cards in your deck. Yeah. Right, largely you're never casting that in standard unless it's for lethal. In standard, you're transforming that into from the other side or to the front, and you're summoning Stoneborn Generals from your deck or from your hand, which look really weird looking at the deck list. I'm like, how the hell am I getting these out of my mage deck? And you're getting them by transforming their spells with the Shaper. So, but this deck has seen wild play in the past. There were extra large Casino Mage was a popular deck that Chinese players play and still play, and this is a buff to that. So is it relevant for our format? Yeah, it absolutely is, because like people do play that deck, and the deck isn't totally unplayable. It's actually kind of a lot of fun. So,
and at that point, if you're going for big spells for cheap, it's not... It's still pretty cool. I mean, there if you're aiming for specific things, that's a little harder.
They don't typically in Wild. I don't think there's
in Wild. That's what I mean, right? So, but if you're just all out value big spell, mage, who cares? You're getting cool things for cheap at this point.
That deck is playing like Deck of Lunacy. That deck is like you're playing the spells that keep you alive.
Yeah.
And then you just happen to rip Flesh Shaper when you feel like doing some stuff. Energy Shaper. You just rip it when you're just like, all right, I have the opportunity to play a 3/4. Let's roll the dice and have some fun. So
cool.
And it's not a bad deck. So
all right, let's see how many more we got left here, because we got new cards to talk about too. So. Next was a Sunken Sweeper. So that is the 3 mana, 3/4. It used to say add 3 random mechs to your deck. Now it is to your hand. Now it says add 3 random mechs to your hand. They cost 1 less. So this is like a
super slow.
It's
super slow.
I there's some crazier turn threes, I think, that you can have playing Mech Mage. So I guess you're trying to like...
No, this is the dredged copy. So like the first copy sends this down to the bottom and then you have to dredge it back up and then play it.
You're right, too.
It's super slow. It's actually makes it feel better.
At least you're getting discounted mechs. I didn't even notice that they didn't have the collectible stone on it. It is the Sunken Sweeper.
Oh, yeah. No, it's wild. Yeah, so it's a good buff. It's a good buff, but yeah, it probably never sees the light of day even in Mech Mage. So this is a standard card for sure.
Oh yeah, no, that's real bad then. Oh well.
Oh well, unlucky.
All right. So Mysterious Visitor was reduce the cost of cards copied from your hand from your opponent by 2. Now it reduces the cost of your cards copied from your opponent by 3. Cool.
Weirdly relevant for Wild, if only because stubbornly CN players continue to play extra large Thief Priest, and so we are inevitably going to see this at some point played in the top 500 or so, 700,000, because Chinese players love extra large Thief Priest. So extra large Thief Priest support, you will see it.
Right on. Well, I look
right on.
Not forward to it.
I mean, it's like when you beat it, they haven't they didn't play cards and they didn't do anything. When you lose, they giga high-rolled you. They stole all your stuff. They had every answer, and they were playing 40 cards. And you're like, how did they have everything on curve? I mean, gosh darn it.
It's a fun way to play Hearthstone if like you 100% don't care about like your win rate and you just want to see what'll happen, right? Yeah. Like you could go 50-50 all day and have a blast.
Oh yeah, you could try, and it's like long games typically, like if you don't get smarked down by aggro. So like, you know, you're having a longer Hearthstone experience, so even if you have a 46% win rate, that's extended over a longer period of time. You're not getting as many games in, you're not dropping all that much.
Yeah.
So that's right.
All right. Incriminating Psychic. Old Taunt Death Rattle. Copy a random card from your opponent's hand. New Taunt Death Rattle. Copy 2 random cards from your opponent's hand. So there's some Thief Priest stuff for you.
Great. Same deck. You're going to see it. Is it good? Probably not. Are you going to see it? Yes, you will. So that's my input. And you will see it in the wild format.
If you got some dragons, there's some dragon synergy for you.
There you go. There's some dragons. Yeah.
All right. Look at this. So Rogue, Pirate Admiral Hook Tusk. So a little slow, you know, 8 mana, 8/8 battle cry. If you summon 8 other pirates this game, plunder the enemy. Well, guess what? You can do this a little bit quicker. It's now a 7 mana, 7/7. If you've summoned 7 other pirates this game, plunder the enemy.
Great.
Yeah, I can do it faster.
Yeah, I will play it in Odd Rogue.
Yeah. Oh! Cool.
I will play it in Odd Pirate Rogue, yes, with Swordfish, and that's going to make some people cringe, and like, I don't care. That's probably the best way to play it. That's probably the best way to play Odd Rogue. And this is like your fun cringe
because you play Odd Rogue for the weapon.
Yeah, but Swordfish is busted. And playing it with pirates it makes a lot of sense. But yeah, you could play, like, I think you might even consider it, honestly, at the top end of Reno Rogue, maybe if you have a big enough pirate package. But it's really tough fitting in enough pirates in a Reno list for her to be active. But it's not unheard of. It's not crazy. So Esbergs did it to me once. Esbergs once, the same guy who yes, invented Mine Rogue, once stole 15 cards from me with a Admiral Hook Tusk. So that was when she was 8 mana. So I don't know how early he can do it with 7 mana. But if it's Esbergs, I believe it. So there you go.
Cool. All right. So this is our last buff that we have to the neutral Demolition Renovator. So used to be 4 mana, 4/4. Now it's a 3 mana, 3/3. So if you don't recall, it is tradable battle cry, destroy an enemy location. Very specific.
I didn't even realize this was buffed.
Yeah, I mean, you can destroy locations sooner, which is cool if you're in a meta with a bunch of locations and you want to like get rid of it. But in Wild, this is one of those things that you would really be trying to target something.
Would this have been the nuts in the Disco Lock meta? But like, you know, like they drop chamber on two. You drop this on three to answer. Ha ha, I gotcha. No, because they already have a board full of stuff and most of it was free because the chamber dropped it. This is a tech card that they made more playable. Is it the kind of tech card that you drop and you say, I win when you play it, which a lot of people hate? Things like Ashen Elemental, people feel are kind of bad for the game because it's a sort of tech card that's sort of – it's almost out of balance because you drop it and it's like, okay, well, oops, I guess I just lose the game because they played the one tech card that is insta-lethal as opposed to, oh, here's this tech card that makes it difficult for me to do my game plan. So it's a low-powered tech card to begin with. It's like EMP operative level of like why, except for the tradable slapped on it. So whatever.
Right on. Yeah. Probably will not see play unless there's some insane meta that is running locations. And even then you probably shouldn't play it because you should stick to your game plan, not theirs. All right. Don't play it midnight, Mage. Let's see about some new cards. Sweetened Snow Flurry, right? So it's a 3-mana 3/3 card that just reads Sweetened Snow Flurry, miniaturize, and Battlecry, get 2 random temporary frost spells.
So this is 3-mana 3/3, adding 3 cards to hand. So immediately people start thinking like, okay, do you play this in Hand Mage? Do you play this in some sort of hand deck? It's random frost spells, so like it could be, hey, look, we get the 0-mana rank spell, or we get Glacial Mysteries.
It's neutral, by the way, if I didn't mention
neutral. That looks like a decent arena card. How relevant will it be in Wild? Like, if it could guarantee class spells, I think you'd be like insta-run in Warlock because you'd be getting like printing copies of Soul Freeze. And even if you don't use the first 2 copies, it's miniaturized. It's leaving a 1-mana 1/1 copy behind that you can then use the next turn. So like, it seems like a good arena card. The temporary copies aren't discarded. They poof. So no, you don't run it in discard Warlock or else that would also be kind of busted. I don't know that, but I'm surmising that. So like this is getting enough chatter that like people are going to sniff it and possibly use it in the format, but I don't think it goes anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, in standard, I can see a way that people would use it to try to target specific spells that they want to get from other classes and whatnot, but
yeah, the pool is smaller. Yep.
Anyway, let's see what we have up next. Joymaster Mancer Geppetto. So 8-mana 6/6 neutral, battle cry, get copies of every 1 attack or 1 health minion you've played this game.
So it's not copies of every 1/1. It's either 1 attack or it's 1 health. And that means it could get you Amethyst. It could get you more, what's the priest card, the 1-mana?
What about all the ragers?
You could get the ragers if you're so inclined to make a raffle video. this is interesting. Like 8-mana no minion type. You're not cheating this out. It is a battle cry. It's slow, but I just wonder, Voidtouch Attendant is the one I was thinking of. Somebody was joking. Cute lock refill. I feel like there could be some use someplace if you're going again to bring back something very specific. Like in Arena Paladin, I might consider this to like make another Titan. That might be cool. Like I'm playing Librem Paladin. I want to bring back my Aldor Attendants and I want to bring back my Amethyst and I want to, you know, get copies of those and I can reduce my Librems by more mana. But it's slow. So,
yeah. We'll see. Maybe we don't know what else is in the expansion or what's yet to come in the upcoming year. maybe they'll bring patches back and it has charge and we'll just have a bunch of patches and charges. Buff them and yeah. We'll all go face.
Why not just play Boar at that yeah. point?
Yeah. So, yeah. So, Boar deck. Here we go. I don't know.
Boar deck.
All right. Let's go. Next card. So, Wheel of Death. So
the forbidden pizza.
Right? Yeah. Does look like a pizza. So, Warlock, 8 mana spell. Destroy your deck in 5 turns. Destroy the enemy hero. So, destroy your deck, period. Mm-hmm. In 5 yep. turns, destroy the enemy hero.
We have Blood Bloom.
We do.
So we can pay 4 mana, and we can play this for 8 life. I'm going to say this on no uncertain terms. This card is trash. This card is Timmy bait trash. People will love playing this. It is a bad card. But people will love playing this.
But when you get really low health, you can just, you know, Reno and play lifesteal stuff that's in your hand.
Yeah, great. Like, yeah, you can do like an Ogre Lock thing with it. Sure. Maybe. I think it's trash. I think I was watching people try to cook with this and they're like, we're burning the pan here. This is not looking great. Like, I think the sweetest thing that I heard somebody come up with is new Tony doesn't swap decks with your opponent. It replaces the deck. Oh, God. Union's already saying, this is a Finley combo with sludges. Wait. Like, this is what I'm talking about. This is what we were talking earlier about Union and cooking, okay? Like, this is what this deck appeals
cooking
to, like,
a pizza.
Union. Yes. You can play this on 4 with Blood Bloom and then play Tony, and now you're not taking fatigue anymore. Now you have your opponent's deck. But you have your opponent's deck. Who's to say your opponent's deck is any better than the deck that you just deleted? You don't know what the synergies are, and you're going to have to go get it. Yes, Union does make good pizza. It does not make good decks. I don't think this is going to be any good in Wild. I think this is going to excite a lot of people. I think people are going to craft this in gold. I think people are going to play it joyously. I don't think it's any good.
Right on.
Don't call in demon.
Next up. Up for nomination for the award of cutest set card. We have King Plush. Mana. 9 mana hunter card, of course. Charge, it's legendary. Battle cry, return all minions with less attack than this to their owner's decks. Not hand, decks.
So they stapled Psychic Scream. I thought it was Vanish. I thought it was putting it to your hands. No, it's putting them in your decks. They stapled Psychic Scream, but like weird two-wayed Psychic Scream to a 9-mana dinosaur. Now, it is a beast. So in our format, we can do silly things like we can hit it with Call Pet. We could do silly things like hit it with Harpoon. Like we can make this much less than 9 mana.
We can also make it bigger than a 6/6.
We can make it bigger than a 6/6. And they have that technology in standard. They have like the new buzzard that draws a beast and also does a buff. So like you can target this. Seems like a strong, good, weird card. It was worth mentioning that there was some dialogue on Twitter where Memnarch was kind of like, it's strange that they're giving Hunter all these new weird mechanics that they used to give the priest that people hated, and now we give it to Hunter, and we're like, oh, this is a good card. Which I think is an interesting sort of discussion. There was something else that was brought up that was just like, this Hunter card feels more like a priest card. Why are we doing this in Hunter? I think it's good. Like, I mean, as I was kind of saying online, all the taunts in our format is small now that we deleted Big Priest. Like, you're talking about Dirty Rats, Annoyotrons, Righteous Protectors. Nothing has more than 6 attack. Even if you're talking about, like, Thing from Below. Thing from Below has 5 attack, typically. Yep. So, this is basically deleting any kind of taunt wall in front of you, and you're just going face with it. This into Spreading Plague is going to be lovely.
Wow, that's fun. I hate that card.
So, like, that'll be a fun thing that you get to do. Oh, my gosh.
And then they're just drawing the stupid plagues. Oh, that's just amazing.
So, yeah. I
mean, also, this shuffles whatever was on your board into your deck as well.
Yeah, so like that's where you start getting goofy. It's just like, oh, well, how do I have my board with more attack than King Plus? And like, I think you're losing if you're starting to sort of build your deck around a 9-mana card that may or may not cost 9 mana. But I think this will see some play. Like, Mr. Mukla was playable in Wild, like imminently playable in Wild for a long time. After the card came out, I think we've sort of gone away from the big beasts in Beast Hunter, so I wouldn't see this in Beast Hunter, but this feels like a Reno Hunter card for sure. I think good card.
I just want to play with King Plush.
You just want to send a bunch of scarabs into your opponent's deck. I can see it on your face. I know that's what you want to do now.
I know I'm not alone in saying this, but that is, especially when the animation was slower of summoning the scarabs, it was just like the worst feeling. It really, really was.
Oh, it is still slower. Like, they reverted it.
Oh, they reverted it. I haven't seen it as much as I used to.
It broke, but... and they all summoned at once, and people were like, yay! And then we were all joking, hashtag respread the plague. This is before COVID. And we were like, yeah, fix spreading plague. It should be slow so that it's agonizing. And then it was actually broken and they actually fixed it. And we were all like, damn, oops.
Screw you, the spreading
monkey's,
plague.
The monkey's paw won.
All right, let's look. Okay. The Headless. Okay, so I know that people are pretty excited about this, right? So, DK, hero card, the Headless Horseman, right? Battle cry, destroy the enemy minion with the most attack. Shuffle my head into your deck. You must get it back. This is 6 mana, by the way. I don't have... a screenshot of the head. Do you recall what the head is?
Yes, the head replaces this hero power. It still deal 3 damage, but now you also get to discover an undead.
Mm. 3 damage and discover an undead.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not entirely clear as to if you've already got, like, let's say you're playing this and then you play a Reno Lone Ranger. Will that replace Reno Lone Ranger's hero power with the new hero power?
Oh, I don't know. Weird.
I don't know. I think it's like 50-50. I have a review for this card.
Interesting.
The flavor is good. My statement is bold. I think this card's bad. I will craft it in gold.
Why wouldn't you? I bet you. So, yes. Like, the Headless Horseman is holding like a pumpkin head in his hand, right? And then there's just flames coming out of its neck, right? And out of the pumpkin head. So I would imagine it's just glorious in gold.
Yeah, I think it's a Rainbow Reno DK card. And if you're frantically searching meta reports to see where Reno Rainbow DK is, I'll save you the time. It's nowhere.
Don't.
And I think that's all you really need. It's not. This is not defining a new archetype. The effect is kind of expensive. Like, you're basically gaining 5 armor and destroying the enemy with the largest attack for 6 mana. Yeah. The hero power is okay. It's better when you draw the head. The runes are weird. Like, there's a lot going against this thing. But they are relaxing a lot of the rune, you know, a lot of the rune requirements, which we looked at last week a little bit with, like, the changing core set and which cards are going back and which ones are dropping a rune and whatnot. So, like, that's interesting. yeah, I don't think it's going to be good, but I'm gonna love it and I'm gonna play it. And yeah, when I'm not tilting, I'm gonna play that deck and have a fun time.
Sounds like a blast. Okay, so Mage, 6 mana, 5/5 Puzzle Master Khadgar. Battle Cry, equip a 0/6 Wisdom Ball that casts helpful mage spells. So, yeah, this is so the weapon, the 0/6 Wisdom Ball, I believe it's on your turn. It automatically, I think at the end of your turn, will cast one of the helpful mage spells, and then it loses a durability. And then those helpful mage spells are things like Fireball is one of them.
Does it lose a durability? I didn't realize it lost a durability. I thought it hung around forever.
I believe it loses a durability, so it'll happen six times.
Ooh. Hmm.
Right, so it's going to cast a bunch of the, like, this sort of standard mage spells that have been around forever. It's going to do one of those things at the end of your
Polymorph, Frostbolt, Arcane Missiles, Flame Strike, Blizzard,
Ice Block. Fireball? Just kidding.
Not fire, not Ice Block. Thank God. And Arcane Intellect, which is interesting. So, like, this is going to be like Zeph take the wheel at the end of the turn. So it's like Zephyrus type AI picking the best choice from those choices. And what's funny is, like, in the example that they showed online, somebody was pointing out, hey, wait, why did it cast Blizzard when it should have, when it could have cast Flame Strike and full cleared? So, like, already people are like, huh. So the initial reaction to this online was just like, is this strong enough to carry other like new mage archetypes? I think this is going to be like a playable 6-mana mage card in a Reno list.
Yeah, I don't think
or it in a mage deck
has any synergy with any other archetype. I think you just play it. If you've got 29 cards and you're like,
I don't think it's bad. I think it's gonna be like, I think it's gonna be playable. I think it's gonna be okay. Like, I'd probably play this over the Mage Titan. I don't necessarily like the Mage Titan. I don't think the Mage Titan gets me on a lot of jams. So like, I'd play this over the Mage Titan in a deck where I'm bereft of 6-mana cards. But, like, if you're playing Reno Mage, like, you're playing probably Recologist. Would you play this over Recologist? Maybe. Maybe. There's an argument to be made for that. You're not playing it over Reno. Like, it's just... it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. It's going to be fun. Yeah. It's going to be fun. And it might be stronger than expected, so, like, it'll be fun.
And what if...
But
what
I don't think it's carrying.
Yeah. I like your thought there. It's fun. And they do. There are different types of players in this game, right? There are people that are throwing this in because it's fun. And there's people saying, I could do better things on turn six, so I'm not playing this card, right? I think it's a cool inclusion. If there was a point in time where Mage was my all-time favorite class, when I first started playing this game, and I only played that class because that's the one they made you go through the tutorial with, and I only played it for like this. A year or two. If this card existed, it would be in my deck. Like, it just would.
Yes.
Like, no matter what. It's like, that is cool. If I was so lucky to have opened a legendary.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I'm stoked. New cards are awesome. Right, I'm always excited for new things. I'm excited for rotations that come up. And what are your thoughts so far on what you've seen for this expansion? And I know there's not a lot yet, but possible effects on our lovely format of Wild.
I think, like, if the entire expansion is going to be at or around the power level of, like, Hearthstone Brew, this is going to be a fun somewhat impactful in expansion on Wild. But the flavor's going to be good. It's not going to be so overtuned that it overwhelms anything, but also like it's going to make its impact because like Hearth's a good card. Hearth is seeing play in Wild. People are playing it in Miracle Rogue. People are experimenting it as a top end in aggro decks. People are playing it in Reno Piles. He's a good card. So like if we get a bunch of cards like that, I think it's going to be a successful expansion.
Right on. Cool. Well, you had a deck and that you wanted to a Theorycraft deck that you wanted to highlight. So I'm gonna
not a Theorycraft. This is current Wild.
Sorry, this is current Wild that we're current gonna pop Wild in here. So sure. It is on screen now. And go.
Okay, actually, I want to send it your way for a second. Scan the list. What do you see? What are your first impressions? What are you thinking the game plan is for a deck like this?
You know, I didn't even look at this beforehand.
I know. So, that's why I wanted to do this, because I wanted to put you on the spot because it's an authentic teaching moment.
Yeah, you know, I already hate you. all right, there's some divine spirits in here, right?
There are.
Yeah, we've got Radiant Elemental. Oh god.
There you do. That's a key card.
Yeah, Grave Horrors are gonna happen at some point. I see
they are.
I see some spells, you know, there's a lot of them.
You're smelling what we're stepping in. You're smelling what we're stepping in.
We're digging. We've got obviously Shadow Visions that we're digging with. I don't remember what Handmaiden does.
She draws three cards if you've played three spells. So,
well, that's definitely going to happen, right?
Oh, yeah. If you have her in hand. I don't always have her in hand.
We got Palm Reading, obviously, to reduce and get another card. You know, so this is... We're going to do some Grave Horror shenanigans, yeah?
Yeah. So the way this deck works is this is being developed real time right now. Across several Wild streams, but the two people that were playing something akin to this deck the most was KVLT and Maxibon. And we know Maxi very much from the listener series and from the show and from the community. But they were playing it with Sister Slavana in it, and sort of like making Radiant Elementals and then playing, you know, her infinite shadow spell over and over again and sort of discovering lethal from there. And KVLT kind of like cut that package out and just said, well, what if I just try to hit my opponent in the face as hard as possible? And so he put in Divine Spirits and Inner Fires. And he sped the deck up. And what really has sped the deck up in how it operates,
Inner Fire in the list, though, which...
No, we've swapped that out for Blast. I noticed, Blast.
Right. Okay, yeah. Because that's what confused me at the beginning when I first seen the Divine Spirits. And obviously, you know what you're looking for as soon as you see Divine Spirits. And I did not see any 100%. Inner Fires.
Right. So we've swapped that out for Bless because you usually have a Radiant Elemental on board anyway, or even two. And so the Bless is usually free or close to. Right? We've got Funnel Cakes. So basically, you mulligan for Radiant Elemental. And you mulligan for Creation Protocol. Creation Protocol... Unforged grabs a copy of a minion from your deck, not at the minion, grabs a copy of the minion. Forged grabs two copies of the minion. So you get Creation Protocol is basically either a Radiant Elemental, which you need to drop first, or if you already have your Radiant Elemental, it's a copy of Grave Horror. So you drop your Radiant Elemental. If you have Radiant Elemental and Protocol, you're keeping Anduin's Gift and you're keeping Power Word Shields. One of Anduin Gift's options is Power Word Shield. So with Radiant Elemental up, Anduin's Gift costs zero. The corresponding temporary copy of Power Word Shield costs zero. Maybe you draw another Power Word Shield that costs zero. We've got Renew that costs zero. So you're spamming these spells very quickly. You've got Divine Spirit. So like there are... lines you take where you make a big Radiant Elemental and you just make it like give it massive health and you say, okay, opponent, do something with this. And when they don't, it sticks for a turn. and now you're playing more spells, and maybe you're even have enough time to forge and create copies of Grave Horror, and then you're dropping Grave Horrors down as early as turn, oh, I don't know, 3 or 4, and usually multiple copies. So it is a miracle-style stat dump deck. And what's really cool about this deck is recently I did a competition on my stream. I said, okay. I described, I think last time you were on the pod with me doing one of these regular Friday episodes, I was just like, I'm in gold MMR and I'm facing a bunch of Chinese players playing Mine Rogue, right? Because I think a bunch of people got banned, a bunch of people made new accounts, but they're all really good and they know what deck to play. So they're all sort of spamming like meta decks. And I'm like, okay, give me budget decks. Give me good budget decks. And I set the cap at 5,000 dust, 2 crafted legendaries. How many legendaries does this list have?
None.
It's got 2 epics, and I think they're in core right now. I set the cap at 5,000 dust, 2 crafted legendaries. This tops out at this exact list tops out at 2,600 dust, and I think as Raxius has pointed out in the Discord, Raxius Gaming, that most of this list is free. So really, this list costs something like 1,380 dust. It costs less than a legendary. And it's possibly a tier 1, tier 2 stat dumping, degenerate, early blow up aggro deck.
Yeah, and so let's not forget that point where you say aggro, because curve, what curve? Right? Like, if everything is going to be like, it actually, if we forget about the Grave Horrors, right?
Sure.
The highest cost card is 3 mana, uh-huh, which is often going to be discounted anyway.
Yeah. And like the palm readings, you're not super excited about because it's actually kind of hard to cast them. Because like they're kind of expensive.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get 2 Radiance down, the Thrive and the Shadows are free, the Shadow Visions are free. Power Cord Synchronize, which is like Seance but on crack, because it actually buffs the minion too if it's a finale. I have some like unreasonable screenshots, and a lot of people are playing this. Engine brought this to the cusp of Legend on EU, a list similar to this. And then swapped out for like a giant Reno bait pile because Engine was just having some fun. OTZ, when he streams, plays many games of this. KVLT, when he streams, plays many games of this in Top Legend. Its weakness is probably Reno Shaman because, you know, they can devolve your stuff and they can remove the Radiant early. But, if you take aggressive lines, you beat a lot of stuff. If you take aggressive lines, you beat Quest Mage. Like sometimes you make a 30-30 Radiant Elemental on turn 3. Oops. So I wanted to highlight this deck because this is a super cheap kind of like, if people figure out this deck and figure out that it's good and want it to spread like wildfire, if you're looking for something to do and it's the end of the expansion and things are stale, try the deck. If it spreads enough, it might be enough to get Radiant Elemental finally nerfed because Sork died. They killed the girl. But they haven't killed Radiant Elemental yet. And
are you trying to kill it?
I mean, I wouldn't hate it. I'd rather see Funnel Cake go. We also have Funnel Cake. Did I mention Funnel Cake?
Yeah,
Funnel Cake is... Yeah, funnel actually, cake is frequently zero cake. Mana, restore 3 mana. Like 0 mana, print 3 mana. It's dumb. So like, you know, you got to, you know, I know Raxius plays this deck a lot too. When she streams, it's goofy. It's goofy. And I wanted to highlight it because I feel like I'd be remiss because like, if you're talking about like current events in Wild, you have several people all sort of cooking this deck at once. And this is the form that I've seen so far from the man that plays it the most, as far as I understand, in KVLT. But even Corbett was playing this. So, yeah, that's our deck highlight.
Cool. New version of Divine Spirit Inner Fire 2024 without Inner Fire.
But I can actually play this one as opposed to the Inner Fire one. I don't know. So,
if you are having some trouble with some of the solo content, one of the best go-to things was Divine Spirit Inner Fire in some of those decks. Really? Because, oh yeah, like if there was ones that you just could not beat, like no matter what you did, that was your go-to. So there's a possibility that this will work then. If that worked, then maybe this works too, because that was it, right?
Yeah.
For some of them, I just ran that deck throughout the entire adventure, and that's how I won. I didn't have to figure out like the cheeky way or the intended way to beat the bosses.
You just brute forced it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. So, Shmoopy Daddy.
Unrelated advice with Shmoopy Daddy.
You have 30 seconds to tell me the most effective, best, fastest, whatever, all the different ways that you make eggs or can make eggs. Go.
Oh, God. Okay. You can boil them. You can fry them. You can baste them. Basting them is kind of like frying them. You put them in the frying pan, but you cover them. You wait until the egg yolk sort of covers with a white film, and the egg yolks themselves inside of the white film look pink. If you let them turn yellow, you've overcooked them. So take them out of the pan once they look pink. You can scramble them. I prefer scrambled. Scrambled eggs with black pepper and salt and a little bit of hot sauce. Where am I looking at the clock?
You're at 15 seconds.
15 seconds? Okay. Yes. Eggs, as Ed once said, from Ed and Eddie.
Wiser words have never been spoken, and you heard that on
Bore to Be Wild.
You couldn't. You had that do that to me with Union in the chat. Union's an actual cook. Union will trash me on the stove. Union's got all the egg things. He's spamming the eggs in chat. Oh, I'm gonna get so later. Funny. I'm gonna get you, idiot. You forgot poach. You forgot steam. And then he's going to give me an egg deck. He's going to give me like egg priest. What the hell am I going to do with egg priest?